Let's end strong. Oh, this is Gishmak. Ooh, it's like the legends are here. That's too much pressure. So to conclude this chapter, we're going to discuss the words of the Gemara B'Shabbos. My time, this is a great shtick. My time, shikra, achadikrai. Why is it that the word sheker, when you spell it out, only stands on one foot? The emes, malavin libune, it's set like bricks. It's very foundational, very set. Kushtakai, shikra lokai. Never forget this. Truth stands, it upholds. Lying, falsehood never, ever will withstand. Eventually it will falter. Remember that, sheker never makes it. Emes will always win the day. Sheker might rise for a little bit, but the end will stumble. Somebody whose actions are emistic and straight, he'll be zochid to build an eternal building that sustains a binyan shel tiferes v'kavod of honor and glory. But if somebody whose actions are filled with falsehood and lies, he's not going to build up a strong foundation. It's all going to falter. It's all going to come crashing down. Somebody thinks, all my bad actions, my false actions, they're away from the eyes of the public. Whoever's Machal Shem Shemaim in privacy, it will be revealed in public. Whoa. Says today, people that try to cut corners, that aren't honest, that aren't leading lives of integrity, they get exposed. And it's a terrible, terrible Chil Hashem. You won't get away with it. You might rise a little bit. In the end, it's going to come crashing down. Truth always wins the day. Truth always wins. Sometimes it's tempting. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's convenient. But truth always wins. But it goes the other way as well. We have to look at the positive side. Because it says in Yuma, Hashem's Midah of Tova outweighs it even stronger than the mid of retribution. If a person's mekadesh shem shemayim privately, he'll be repaid in full public, in full openness. And look at this story. We end with a story. There's a holy tzaddik. His name was Rav Yisrael Iser. Vayadar beir Krakow, vayamocher mine ariga. I think like some type of blacksmith, some type of work. He lived in Krakow and he would sell stuff. Hayalo Kabbalah Shalola Sos Malacha Kharchatos Arab Shabbos. He made upon himself a Kabbalah. He said he's never going to do work after Chasos and Erev Shabbos. Kadeshi Machin Karoy L'Shabbos Kodesh. So he'd be properly prepared for Shabbos Kodesh. That was his Kabbalah. I'm going to be work. I got to be honest. But I'm never going to work past Chasos. Pamachas Berev Shabbos. Batzlo Socher Gadol. A big merchant came by his way. Great to see you, brother. Came by his way. Shaya rotze liknot kamos gadola shel schora b'shavui b'sikum kesef gadol. So a certain merchant came his way and said, I got the goods.
Someone
he's going to give him
a MacBook Air charger. Please return it to Yosef Morrison.
Kedarko kikotcho. Okay, so somebody, and the merchant said, I got a deal for you. I'm going to purchase a tremendous amount of business. I'm going to give you the goods. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you all this money. He recognized, he's doing this great grand business deal. But what happens? Chasos approached. He says, I'm sorry, closing shop. Chasos came. I made a Kabbalah. I have to stick to my word. I can't do business anymore. It's Erev Shabbos. It's Chasos. I'm sorry. He had to close shop. The schor was filled with rage. He threw all the merchandise on the floor and went away. He lost a huge, huge amount of money because he wouldn't do business with him after Chatzos. In schus of this action, Baruch et Rav Yisrael Iser in Bain, Shekara lo Moshe, who's blessed with a son, what they call Moshe. He became one of the Gedolei Ador in Torah. What was his name? Hatzlein b'shem Rav Moshe Iserlis, Rav Moshe ben Iser, the Ramah, the leader of Ashkenazic Jewry, who we quote till this very fine day. Through his honesty, he was blessed to have the Ramah, the Gedolei Ador, who Ashkenazim quote till this very day, Rav Moshe Iserlis. Adam amendaktik lasota to emes vayashar. A person who's very careful to do what's emistic and right and straight. Shalol l'shem pirsum, not for the glory. Elul man Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Zehu mishem mekadeshim shemaim koyima beseder. That's somebody who's always mekadeshim shemaim all his days privately. He does what's right for Hashem, not for himself, not for the limelight, not for not for the glory. Vein suffix shall yado yavo pirsum godol shall kavod shemaim b'lam hazeh. No doubt about it. Through acting like a mensch, he will be recognized and have tremendous kavod shemaim in this world. V'yizach l'mkomo miyuchar b'lam haba olam ha'emes. And he'll be zochet to his place, designate place in the olam haba, the olam ha'emes. Shkoyet godol. Wow.